Let's turn to the first message and the second line on the exercise of our spirit.
Amen.
So good. In the testing, we were exercising our spirit.
Amen.
Even, I appreciate how not all, but some were exercising their whole tripartite being.
Amen.
Their body was engaged. And of course, everybody was exercising their mind to consider what was it that I was memorizing earlier? What was the next line? What's the next preposition? How do I continue? But then the spirit is the most important part. We would exercise our spirit. So for many, maybe I would say most of us have heard something concerning our human spirit. And maybe we feel like that's so elementary. I learned that so long ago. But we need to come back to the beginning. We need to come back to God's original intention. And for those of us that have not heard much concerning the Spirit, really open to the Lord concerning this time. This line is for all of us. Because we are still those learning to exercise our spirit. So, the title, how about we all read it together?
The importance of our spirit.
And then the title of this portion.
The importance of the human spirit.
The importance of the human spirit. Do you believe, Orlando, that the spirit is so important?
Amen.
Our human spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Absolutely. So why don't we, I'll tell you, I'll read Genesis 2:7. And why don't you turn in your Bibles to Zechariah 12:1. So Genesis 2:7 says, Jehovah God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So this is the first verse that mentions the spirit of man. The breath of life, the neshama of life. Something out of God's own being. He breathed out. Of course, this wasn't his essence, but it was his breath, which is something very close to God. And it breathed into the clay, the dust of the ground that God had formed. And that mixture of God's breath with the clay produced the soul. So actually, the spirit came first. Our human spirit was first. Animating the clay to become the soul, which is our personality, is our being. Well, so the spirit is first. So how about we read Zechariah 12:1. Amen. 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 The burden of the word of Jehovah. Jehovah, God, has a burden. And His burden is focused. It's intensely focused on what? The universe? The earth? The spirit of man!
Amen.
So why is it so important? If it's so important, why does nobody know about their human spirit? Well, we'll come to that briefly, but I just appreciate the burden of the Word of Jehovah. We need to be impressed with God's burden. I was firstly impressed with God's burden concerning the universe so that there could be an earth that could sustain life. This is why God created the sun, right? Billions of miles away. So, what, is it millions of miles? It's light years. Let's say billions. 98 million miles or anyway. So far away so that life could be sustained on earth. But why did God want life to be sustained on earth? So that there could be man? But that's not what the Bible says. He formed the spirit of man within him.
Amen.
So what is the spirit? Well, the spirit of man is the organ that God placed within man that gives man the unique capacity and ability to contain God. Well, Again, let's go back to the beginning. Have you ever considered why Genesis 1 and 2 kind of cover the same record of creation? It seems like it's redundancy, right? Chapter 1 gives you from the beginning of time, God created man in His image after His likeness. He said, let man have dominion, image, dominion, subdue the earth. The end. On to chapter 3. Enter Satan. But no, there's two records. There's the first chapter gives us God's goal and God's purpose, which is what? Two words. Image and dominion. God made man in His image after His likeness so that he would have dominion. Well, you need to see this is God's goal. This is why you and I were created on the earth. Image and dominion. Image is something, is expression of God. God's attributes, the essence of God in His expression. Holiness, righteousness, love, light. This is the image. Likeness is related to God's form. Well, Genesis 1 gives us God's goal and God's purpose. Well, what's Genesis 2? Genesis 2 goes back and again starts with God making earth, creating the heavens. And then He, what? Shows the record of forming the spirit of man. Because Genesis 2 brings us to God's way, the procedure He takes to reach His goal. So you need to know that, because why? That's important, because the first thing mentioned in God's purpose, God's way, God's procedure to reach the purpose is He formed the spirit of man within Him. So the forming of our spirit is the first step in God's procedure that He takes to reach the goal. So again, the importance of our human spirit. So I just share that from God's Word. So you would be impressed. The human spirit is so important. Then why is it absolutely neglected in the earth today? I mean, although we need to realize many, many people disregard the Bible, so they have no intention of reading the Bible, of going back to the beginning, and reading concerning our spirit. So the universities of today are entirely filled with thought concerning the psychology. You know, I took psychology in college, and totally dichotomy. Dichotomous view is two parts, body and a soul, or spirit. Soul and spirit are synonymous. Or they use spirit, the human spirit, as a way of defining the collective human will and striving power to press on, and the human spirit is so strong in the face of adversity. You know, you may hear that. That is not the human spirit. What is the human spirit? The human spirit is our organ to contact God, contain God, receive God, assimilate God, digest God, be one with God. That is what we're talking about when we say human spirit. But okay, that's on the, in our, say on our universities and the world says, but even many Christians don't know what the spirit is, what the human spirit is. I did a Google search for the human spirit, and about the fifth or sixth subject that came up was Christian related, but it was very mysterious and very out there. I wasn't sure if the person writing it was even a believer. I would say they were spiritual. But eventually I did read something from a brother in the Lord, I believe. I mean, his speaking had the Word in it, and it was good. But it didn't touch God's purpose. He just defined that there is something called the soul and something called the spirit, which was formed in Genesis 2:7. He got that. Even Proverbs 20:27 connects neshama, God's breath, which with our spirit, because it says the spirit of man is the lamp of Jehovah. And the spirit there, the word is neshama. So even he connected that. Very good. But it said nothing concerning God's purpose. Why does man have a spirit? David. It's so that you could contain God. Amen. You can express God. Amen. So that's the importance of our human spirit. And so the other thing I would say related to this is we are in a training. And maybe some of us, depending on our background, how long we've known the Lord, maybe you are just learning how to touch your spirit. How to enjoy Christ in your spirit, realizing the essence, the reality of the meeting life of the Christian life is the exercise, the knowing and the exercise of our spirit. That in the meetings, you know, you can be here knowing, sensing, exercising your spirit, even as you listen. You know, I was in a conference just last week. Maybe some of us were there on a deep, intensified study of the book of Genesis. Very, very awesome and rich. And I just, during one meeting, I'll just share with you. I was there and I just said, Lord, if you want me to speak something, I'm just open to you. I was silent. I didn't say, maybe I was murmuring with my lips, but I wasn't outwardly shouting and enjoying, but I was just open before the Lord. And as I was just listening, exercising my spirit, I just had the sense within this point here, you know? And I just went, hey, man, you know, and then there was another point, and then I was like, oh, and then as I went back, I just had the feeling, oh, I need to share on this point. I was exercising my spirit listening, right? We need to be this kind of way. We need to be those who know the importance of our spirit, and we're exercising our spirit, not just when we're up at the mic, but we're tripartite, body, soul, and spirit. Our whole being is engaged. Now, you know, it is a training, and I appreciate, you know, something that I was kind of reminded of training-wise is, you know, there's this whole fad. I believe it's a fad. Maybe it'll fade out. CrossFit, P90X, you know, all that. And people are just intensified, but they love it. I mean, I like exercise. I like to run. I like to play basketball. I enjoy it. I enjoy the feeling that I get from exercise, from exercising the bios. But, you know, why do people exercise? You know, there was this famous fitness guru. His name was Jack LaLanne. He passed away recently, but I don't know if he was a believer, so you can just forget about him. But he said something. He was into his 90s. He was doing push-ups. He was lean and fit. He exercised even the muscles of his face. It's just amazing. He was fit, didn't need plastic surgery, and people ask him, and he said he had facial exercises to keep the muscles in his face strong. And anyway, pretty impressive for the bios, right? But we don't care too much for the bios. But a girl asked him, and she said, "What? You know, do you really enjoy exercise?" He said, "No, I hate it, but I love the result." So, although we don't hate the exercise of our spirit, I want you to be impressed with the result of the exercise of the spirit. Why do we exercise? Why do I exercise my bios? Because the result. We exercise our soul in the colleges, universities. Why? Because there's a result. There's a goal we're trying to achieve. But the importance of our human spirit cannot be understated. We need to exercise our spirit at all times. The result is tremendous. And there's one verse, you know, they have P90X, and I just thought of, as I was reading Daniel 6:3, and I just want to mention this real quick. You know, last year we gave out this sheet with over 90 verses on the human spirit. Can you believe it? 90 verses. And our brother Phil mentioned it'd be good if we could pray, read, even memorize one verse. I believe it was one verse a day. The next time we come back together, you'd have these verses in you. Now, I'm not asked for a show of hands, but how many of at least remember that our brother shared that? Amen. How many of y'all did it? Well, you don't have to raise your hands, but so this sheet is awesome. I hope you still have it. There's even verses on here as you're reading through the Bible that you'll find they're not on the sheet. And so what I did was, I have another one. I wrote down the verses that don't have, that aren't on the sheet that mention the human spirit. But one verse that's not on the sheet is Daniel 6:3. And this verse is where Daniel had an excellent spirit and he distinguished himself from all the satraps and chief ministers in the king's kingdom. And so the king wanted to set him over all the earth. And so I was just considering this. Excellent spirit. So what about D63X? Instead of P90X. D63X. Daniel had an excellent spirit. We want this training to be filled with the exercise of the spirit. With your speaking. With your listening. You know, with your hearing, with your verse memorization, with the speaking, digesting, with the testing, exercising your spirit. You know, one thing about these kind of corporate exercises for the bios that are so popular is you get together with a group and you're there with your group, but you're not talking about what you did the day before and, oh, I went to work. You may mention that, but you're there for 60 minutes or 90 minutes to exercise intensely the bios. Well, we're here in a training, saints, for 7 days. So we need to give every minute of our time to the exercise of our spirit.
Amen.
And I better move through the outline, but this is absolutely critical.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
That's an awesome way to exercise your spirit. Amen. How about we read Roman number 1 together? Amen. Amen. Tripartite man. You know, and I just want to share a little bit concerning tripartite man. You know, you're grown. You're a little boy. Let's say here's a little boy, and he's growing. And as he's growing, he's contacting the physical realm, and that's good enough. He's eating, he's enjoying, he's exercising, he's on the soccer team, and eventually he realizes there's a need for something more. And he grows and he goes to college. And he's exercising his soul. And he's receiving all kinds of knowledge and developing his mind, his mental capacity, even his skills. You know, maybe he's an engineer. He's going to go into the engineering field. So he's developing all the facets of his being to be engaged. He's exercising his soul. He's stretching his soul. But there's something in his being called the spirit. The human spirit, Ecclesiastes 3:11. And I love the Amplified translation. The Amplified Bible has a translation of this verse. It says the spirit, that when it mentions the spirit, it says a divinely implanted sense of purpose working throughout the ages, which nothing under the sun, but only God can satisfy. So here's a person who was in the soccer team. Eventually he goes to UCLA and he's there developing, and he's so smart. He's in the honors program. He's gifted. He's got all these different internships. He's a senior, but the divinely implanted sense of purpose in him is yearning for reality. So this person is there, kind of intimidating. Right? And he's there. But saints, you need to realize everybody has a spirit. Everybody has a spirit. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter how smart they are. They have a spirit. And so he's sitting on that bench. And you're there, maybe with a classmate, or maybe you know him. Maybe you sit next to him. And you're there, and maybe you just go and you say, we'd like to, maybe you're just randomly, you preach the gospel to such a person. And you just get rebuffed just by his countenance. You know, he just, you know, looking at you. But this is the point. Inwardly, he's never touched his spirit. He does not know the meaning of his human life. He's exercised two parts, but there's a third part, Eric, that you need to, I would say, learn one part, but just to know it is enough. That he has a spirit. And so the reason that's so important is because when you speak to somebody, you need to speak to their spirit.
Amen.
Because they have a spirit. And I've had this example, and I just, you know, this, I don't know how many of you all have had the experience of leading somebody to the Lord. It's not that, okay, on the one hand, it's difficult, right? I don't want to, you know, put it down, but it's so easy. All it requires is the exercise of your spirit. You're contacting the God of the universe who's joined to your spirit. And then you speaking, even I would say, by faith to that one spirit. And I had this experience, and you know, I've had this experience a few times, and maybe you've had it. But I just want to encourage you. I was speaking to this student, and he did not seem interested. And there was just something I just said, you know what, I'm going to try a little something. And I was praying inwardly. I wasn't doing this for a show or I'm going to try to experiment. There was a sense within. And I just spoke to him and I said, you need to pray right now and receive the Lord. Let's pray. And I mean, outwardly, oh, was he ready? I don't know. You know what? Just speak to his spirit. And I was amazed. He prayed right there. So it's just a little example. Don't be in your mind about, oh, when's the right time? When's the opportunity? You need to realize everybody has a spirit, regardless of the outward countenance or what, you know, what their background is, and you're intimidated. They have a spirit, and you just need to speak to their spirit. Even you don't have the assurance. You just say, Lord Jesus, inwardly, and you just speak. You touch their spirit, and whether or not you think anything happened, they may not even realize it, but something happened. Their spirit, I would say faith, got into their spirit. There's now something transpiring in their spirit. So this is the meaning of your life and the meaning of their life. So A, God is triune, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And man is tripartite, spirit and soul and body. Amen. Well, I just love point one. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to go back. The triune God created tripartite man. Amen. To be a living vessel. Amen. That man may have the capacity to contain God. Amen. And be joined to God organically. Amen. To be His organism for His expression in humanity. Amen. Amen. Okay, how about sisters on B? Amen. Amen. How about brothers on C?
The soul is our very self, a medium between our spirit and our body, possessing self-consciousness.
Amen.
That we may have our personality.
Amen. All together on D. The body, as our external part, is the outer organ, possessing world consciousness, that we may contact the material world. Okay, so the spirit is our inner organ, possessing God consciousness. Again, this is the divinely implanted sense of purpose. This is our spirit, which was created by God, which man's virtues are copies of God's attributes created in our spirit, giving us the capacity to contain God, express God, again, be joined to God organically, that we could fulfill God's purpose for man, which is to express God, to shine God, to flow God out into others. So this is God consciousness. We want to be God conscious. We don't want to be self-conscious. You know what the soul is self-conscious about? Self-worth. Self-worth. Self-estimation. That's just self-importance. Vanity. Pride. I mean, I was vain in high school. Who wasn't vain in high school? I was vain in high school. You think I wanted to preach the gospel? And shout and call the Lord. You know, I wanted to save my face. I still want to. That's just the soul. That doesn't bring any satisfaction. Brothers, don't worry about your face. Don't worry about the sisters. We're learning as a trainee to be God conscious. Not to worry about how it comes out of the microphone. This training. Listen, we're all here together. This training, exercise your spirit. Amen. To be God conscious. Amen. To speak. Not something that'll make everybody laugh. But to speak the points. Amen. Speak what God imparted into you. Amen. Through your exercising your spirit while listening. Amen. And sisters, I would say the same thing to you. Let's not be self-conscious. Amen. Worry so much about our outward appearance. Or how we may feel we appear when we speak. But let's be God conscious. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Save us. We're too much of the soul. Too much of the bios. And while we're out there playing basketball, brothers, remember this is a training. 24 hours a day. How about it be so good if while we're playing basketball and you're showing off that awesome move. And it goes in. Self-glory. Or maybe it doesn't go in. How it'd be so good if during the whole time we're just enjoying the Lord, calling on His name. You know, I realize sometimes we may have the thought, and I've had the concept playing with different brothers, exercising in sports, and you don't want to be that brother, right? Who you're losing, and you say, Lord Jesus, Lord, we love You. And then, oh, man, come on. You know? But listen. We're learning. We don't want to just have a performance life where we come to the meetings and we exercise, we shout. Actually, that's not real. That's not bad. I shouldn't say that's... It's okay. That's bare minimum. That's going to the gym 3 times a year. But what we're talking about is a living where we're exercising our spirit. I tell you, saints, if you get into the habit of even just breathing in the Lord's name at all times, Lord Jesus, how about we practice that? Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. How about for 30 seconds, breathe the Lord's name with your neighbor? Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So if we, amen, if we practice just calling, you know, while you're exercising your bios, you can be exercising your spirit. It's altogether possible. This is why we were made. So let's redeem the time in this training. Let's exercise our spirit. Let's learn all the time to be exercising. Again, this is, we're learning how to be sensitive to the God who's joined to our spirit organically. We need to be sensitive. Eventually He can touch us concerning what we speak, even what I spoke. What to wear, how to act, how to speak. I mean, just all these matters. The Lord just wants to impart His feeling to us by spreading into our soul. But we need to begin by exercising our spirit, strengthening our spirit. And one thing I would just say related to this, related to enjoying exercise. I like exercise. And when I was in high school, I wanted to join the cross-country team. And so I began to train with them. And I was telling some brothers earlier, I never actually joined the team. I didn't really feel like I wanted to join the team. I just wanted to practice with them. So I would train with them. And I would run by myself. And I still would enjoy running. And so I did a half marathon. I never did a full marathon. That was a little too... I don't know, I probably need companions for that. If I got some companions to run with me, but my point is, I was fellowshipping, I was talking to this brother who'd run marathons, and he told me about runner's high. And I had experienced a little bit of runner's high, but he told me as a marathoner, right about the 11th mile, you hit a wall. Maybe you all have heard about this, but you hit a wall. And mentally, physically, you just want to quit. Your body is telling you, stop, pull over, it's over. That's good. We tried, did our best, pull over. But you just have to push through it. And when you push through it, you get what they call runner's high. And people have this at varying degrees. I'm not saying you have to run 11 miles to get it, but in his experience, he had trained a lot. And when you get runner's high, you just feel like you're running on air, like you're just being carried. And so I signed up for this half marathon, and I did it with a few other brothers. And I remember right about the 9th mile, my body was telling me to quit. And I had experienced something like this before, but it was amazing, just the change. From pull over, my knees hurt, everything's, you know, to like, wow, I feel like sprinting again. And you're just like so enjoying. I mean, I experienced, you know, what they call runner's high, this euphoric feeling of, wow, your body's just, I don't know what happens. I mean, biologically, I don't understand it, but I really enjoyed it. But I'm sharing that in the way you have to realize that sometimes it feels like you're not getting through. Oh, I don't know how to exercise my spirit. Oh, I call on the Lord for 10 minutes, nothing happens. Okay, I understand what you're saying. And there are many, many aspects of exercising our spirit. It's not just calling on the Lord, shouting. I think some of this will come out. I think you will be greatly helped having the full view of what it is to exercise our spirit. But you have to realize we need to exercise our spirit. And sometimes you need to push through. And I would say, maybe for some of us, maybe all of us, this training will have a wall. You know, maybe. And maybe by Thursday, let's say, you just, I quit. I'm just physically, sorry. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I am tired. My bios is done. I just can't do it. Or, you know, what, people in my cabin, whatever. But listen, you need to press on. We all need to help each other to press through. Because when you touch your spirit, when you know your spirit, you realize this is the meaning of my life. This is why I was created. When you preach the gospel and someone gets saved, you touch that spirit high. You realize, wow, this is it. When you release your spirit at the microphone, when you exercise, you touch something concerning God's eternal purpose. Saints, you need to touch it continually throughout this week. You'll have a fresh impression, even a memory, even a memorial of the exercise of your spirit. Because you're touching God who's joined to you. So I really pray, regardless of how you feel, press through. We need to help each other in this training to exercise our spirit to press on. Amen. Okay, and then the last, I'll just read Roman numeral 2 and A. In God's economy, man is the center of the entire universe. And the center of man is his spirit. The heavens are for the earth. The earth is for man. And man was created by God with a spirit. Amen. That he may contact God, receive God, contain God, worship God, live God, fulfill God's purpose for God, express God, and be one with God. So how about we all together stand up and read A one more time.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Amen. Are you all awake? Hallelujah. You know where we're at? Look at the, I think we're in a gym, right? Look at the rocks. Rock climbing gym. But here we're in a spirit exercising gym.
Amen.
The Greek word for exercise is what? Gymnastics. So if you look at gymnastics, it's one of the hardest exercise, right? But here we are gymnastizing our spirit, right? Not for Olympic glory, but for what? For godliness.
Amen.
So I have a verse here. It says, 1 Timothy 4:7. But the profane and old womanish myths refuse. Exercise yourself unto godliness.
Amen.
Can we all say that together? Exercise yourself unto
godliness.
Stand up and say that with your whole being.
Amen.
Amen. So I appreciate this verse. It doesn't just say right out, exercise your spirit. It says, exercise yourself unto godliness.
Amen.
That means with a view to godliness. How do we know it says it's this exercise is the exercise of our spirit? If you read the next verse, it says, bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness profits for all things.
Amen.
Not only for this present life, but also for that which is to come.
Amen.
So, this is the contrast to the exercise of our body is the exercise of our spirit.
Amen.
But I appreciate that our exercise of the spirit has a goal, has a purpose. It's godliness.
Amen.
What is godliness? Godliness is just God manifested in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, and confessedly, great is the mystery of godliness.
Amen.
And then I love this because what's this training about? Can you say this whole training? What is the topic?
Lord's coming.
Right. So the exercise of our spirit is for the Lord's coming.
Amen.
It's unto godliness.
Amen.
It's for God to be manifested in the flesh so that he can come back the second time. If you read 1 Timothy 3:16, it says, great is the mystery of godliness. What is godliness? It's he who was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, and believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
Amen.
Taken up in glory.
Amen.
This is not only referring to Christ as the mystery of godliness. This is the church, the manifestation of God in the flesh. If you have time, read the footnotes. Christ and the church, taken up in glory. So in this message, we want to see the importance of our human spirit. If we see how important it is, we'll exercise our spirit, right? Recently, I don't know if you like soccer, but on the news, I saw the U.S. men's national soccer team, right? They've been quite successful. They're trying to qualify for the World Cup soccer. And then the coach Klinsmann, this German coach, he says, yeah, we arrived early to this country, earlier than usual, and we've been practicing, we've been trying to get acclimated to this environment. And I saw on TV or whatever, the news, all 12 of them were like this, you know, dribbling, whatever, all the exercises they do, right, as a team. I was thinking, wow, how come we're not like that for the Lord, you know, right? How come they're so motivated? Well, I appreciate last night's speaking. Brother Stephen said, right, revelation is the motivation. Amen. That's what that's what changed Enoch's life, right, to walk 300 years with the Lord. Amen. What is to walk with the Lord? It's to exercise our spirit. So if you read Galatians 5:25, it says, if you live by the Spirit, you will also walk by the Spirit. That word walk by the Spirit is stoicheo in Greek. If you read verse 16, there's another verse for walk by the Spirit. It's peripateo. So peripateo is the kind of walk that's ordinary, common, and habitual. Even kind of wandering around in our daily living without direction. But stoicheo is a walk by the elements, according to the elements. Here it is. Stoicheo is literally to walk according to rules, right? To observe the elements, to walk according to the elements, to walk in line, to march in military rank. Like that reminds me of the soccer team. You know, it's a whole team. It's not one person. It's a corporate matter. Praise the Lord, we're here together. About 400 of us, right? In this gymnasium. Exercising our spirit. Amen. Unto godliness. Amen. It's a lot easier for me to exercise with so many brothers and sisters who are exercising their spirit, right? By myself. I had a miserable time last week. I was by myself. I missed the summer training, right? Lord Jesus. But when I thought about, oh, I have to prepare to speak at the summer training, this training, then I'm like, oh, Lord, Lord, I want to redeem my time. So anyway, even that with a purpose, it motivated me. The point is, if we have a purpose, we have a goal, this is the stoicheo walk. It will motivate us to exercise our spirit. And it says to rank, to keep in step, and derivatively to walk in an orderly, regulated manner. Peripateo, the ordinary walk, refers to a general daily walk. The latter, stoicheo, to a walk that takes God's unique goal and purpose as the direction of our life. And a walk that follows the Spirit as the elementary rule. The basic principle. This is the footnote, by the way. So, such a walk is cultivated by living in the new creation, by pursuing Christ in order to gain Him, and by practicing the church life, thus fulfilling God's intention in Christ for the church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. After 7 days of gymnastizing our spirit, 7 days here, do you know what will happen? More God will get into us, right? What kind of vessel are we? We're tripartite type vessel, spirit, soul, and body, right? I was appreciating how important our spirit is. Not only are we made according to God's image in our inward being, but we're also according to God, after God's likeness in our outward form. So we're not animal kind, right? What are we? God's kind. Amen. So last week I was working, right? I missed the summer training. I had to prepare this. And, I was reading this material and one of my coworkers asked, what are you reading? And I said, well, the importance of the human spirit. I said, do you know what the difference between, animals and a human being is? She didn't know. I said, the human man has a spirit. She said, my dog has a spirit too. And then she showed me from her phone, this is my dog, Rocky or whatever. And she's pretty spirited. Right? That's not the kind of spirit we're talking about. It's not an attitude, you know, we're very spirited. No matter how spirited that dog may be, it's still a dog, right? We're not here talking about being just animated in an outward way, but we have a human spirit, which came from the very breath of God, right? After God formed man from the dust of the earth, it says what? Genesis 2:7. He breathed into man. He breathed into Chris, the breath of life. And man became a living soul. So that spirit, wow, I was just impressed. That spirit is even more like God than any part of our being. And that spirit, which came from the breath of God, can receive God. It's not the exact same thing as the spirit of God, but it can receive God. It has the capacity to receive God the Spirit. So what kind of vessel are we? We're a God-receiving vessel. Amen. We're a tripartite God-receiving vessel. Amen. And not only a containing vessel to contain God, but we were reading this, Brother Lee says, we're an eating vessel. We're an assimilating vessel. We're a tripartite vessel with a spirit for what? To receive God, to contact God, to contain God, to worship God, to live God. What does to live God mean? We get God into us, and then automatically we live God. We're God's kind. We're made for the highest purpose. And that's why we exercise our spirit. To what? To breathe God in. To drink God. To eat God. Digest God. And assimilate God into every fiber of our being. So we can express God and represent God. How about this, brothers and sisters? This is what we're here for. So as we exercise our spirit, God, more God, this week will be manifested in the flesh. And we're one step closer to God's coming. So, Brother Angel, could you stand up, please? You see how he's... If I try to push him, try to resist.
Okay.
So he's pretty weighty. Okay, that's the point. If I push another brother who's not as weighty, easily falls down, right? This is what we're like when we're not a spirit-exercising vessel. We're not full of God, so... When we go back to wherever we come from, Satan comes in, he pushes us a little, right? But what are we here for? We're here to make our spirit buff,
amen.
Right? Be filled with God, right? Brother Charles talked about our spirit is a God-conscious organ, right? But the problem is our soul. It's too big. Self-conscious. You know, we may be sitting here and we're falling asleep, whatever it is. Satan whispers in our ear, this brother, I don't know, he speaks with an accent or he's too wild, whatever, right? Forget it. Then God has no way. God has no way. We exercise, our mind is too strong. But I appreciate Brother Charles' example when he was in the meeting, he was praying, Lord, Lord, I open to you. Lord, I open to your speaking. I remember I actually went through the full-time training also. I remember I had a little prayer in the first week of the full-time training. I'm a kind of shy person, quiet. It's hard for me to speak. Quickly, kind of, I'm not like Charles, you know. So I see all these brothers there. Every time after a message, all these brothers, they come to the mic and they speak. I'm like, wow, how can they do that? then I just pray, Lord, I'm not like that, but I open to you. I don't like to speak in front of so many people, but Lord, if you touch me with something while this brother's speaking in every meeting, if, even if it's just one sentence, Lord, I would like to speak.
Amen.
To build up the body.
Amen.
You know what? The Lord honored that prayer. Almost without fail, whenever I open, the Lord has a way to reveal himself in me.
Amen.
So we have to pray, Lord, give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
Lord, I turn my heart to you. The other thing I want to bring out is, you know, we're this matter of stoicheo, walking according to the Spirit with a goal, is a corporate matter, right? So when we're, even when we're at the food table, right? Sometimes we don't like to blend with people we don't know. Even last night, another brother told me, he went to a table, he said, can I join you? And they said, no. He said, oh, right? What is this? This is for self, right? So in this training, we want to exercise our spirit. Because in our spirit is Christ, who is God himself as the Spirit in our spirit. And when we exercise our spirit, God is manifested. God and Christ in us can be blended with any brother and sister.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for our spirit.
Amen.
How about let's say to our neighbors, you have a spirit.
You have a spirit.
Praise the Lord for our spirit.
Praise the Lord for our spirit.
Oh Lord, we're here to exercise our spirit. Amen. And then we have to thank the Lord for many things. Last night I walked, you know, the Lord is sovereign. All our situations, we have to learn to exercise our spirit. Last night I went to my cabin and, wow, I don't know, I smell an odor, right? From a towel or something. But I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, I can breathe you in. Right? And we were assigned to a cabin that's far away, and we had to walk a long distance. I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus, more opportunity to gain you. There's so many opportunities in this training to exercise our spirit, to gain more God, add more of God into our being so he can be manifested in the flesh. And then even in the afternoons, there's the opportunity for twos and threes, you know, pray together with a companion. And then group time. Are we going to be there falling asleep, criticizing others, right, but not ourselves? Or are we going to open to the Lord? So maybe Charles can come up here. So we're going to have practice twos and threes, right? So how about let's pray for my friend.
Amen.
Riley, right?
Amen.
It's a real example, actually. Riley, she, just real quick, I met her at work last week, and she wore a cross. So the other way to exercise our spirit is to preach the gospel in season and out of season.
Amen.
Right? So I was at work, and she had a little cross on her neck, and I said, oh, you're a Christian, you read the Bible? She said, yeah, actually, I just read a verse this morning. And I said, really? That's awesome. And then I showed her my phone. And with the Santa Barbara College students, we're doing a summer truth pursuit. I said, Revelation 4:11, we were created for God's will. You know, I showed it to her. Anyway, it started flowing, right? Anyway, we need to pray for her.
Yeah.
And anyway, I emailed her, and then she emailed me back. And she said, you know, it's so refreshing. I told her it's so refreshing to see a college student loving the Lord and loving his word, right?
Amen.
In this dark age. And then she said, well, it's so refreshing to see someone who could speak the word and reveal it. But anyway, whatever else she said, I really want to do the summer truth pursuit. I want to read that book, The Heavenly Vision. I want to read a chapter every day of the Bible, right? And memorize the verses.
Yeah.
So we got to pray for Riley.
Amen.
She goes to Wake Forest University.
Yeah.
So she's open to be connected with the saints there.
Right.
So, Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Lord Riley. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus Riley. Amen. Oh, Lord, connect her with the saints in Wake Forest.
Amen.
Keep stirring up her love for you.
Amen.
Her love for the Word.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus Riley.
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 Amen.
So you see what the problem is here? He was praying all the time and I was silent. Right? That's sometimes how we are with our twos and threes, especially some we don't know yet. We don't know them yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, who's this Charles? He's too much. He just keeps praying and I don't get a chance, you know? So this is how we are when we're not exercising our spirit.
Oh, Lord.
We need to set our mind on the spirit.
Amen.
So let's try again.
Amen.
And on his part, maybe some are more dominant, you know, then need to follow the spirit. Give the other brother a little more chance.
Amen.
Right? And say more amens
Amen.
To the other brother, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for Riley.
Amen.
Give you our sister Riley.
Amen.
Stir up her love for you in the word.
Amen. Right, Lord Jesus. How about Riley?
Amen.
Stir up her spirit.
Amen.
Oh, you put eternity in her heart.
Amen.
Lord, cause her to long for you.
Amen.
To eat your word.
Amen.
Get you into her.
Amen.
Gain her for your purpose.
Amen.
For your coming back.
Amen.
Amen.
Gain her for your purpose and your coming back.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where two or three are in harmony, right?
Amen.
The Lord will answer that.
Amen.
We're out of time. Okay, so how about now four of us?
Amen.
So actually, more brothers. Chris, because in the group time, there's like, what, 8 or 9 brothers together?
Amen.
Right. You want to come? Jason? Come. Front row, come, please. So how about group time, right? We get to know each other. Okay, we'll skip that right now, but now we'll start praying, right? How about let's choose a verse to pray read.
Amen.
Anyone has a verse?
Malachi
4:2.
But to you,
fear my name.
Amen.
But unto you, fear my name.
Amen.
But unto you, fear my name.
Amen.
Make us those who fear your name.
Amen.
Amen. Make us those who fear your name.
Amen.
Fear your name.
Amen.
Fear your name.
Amen.
Fear your name.
Amen.
Son of righteousness.
Amen.
Son of righteousness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love you, Son of righteousness.
Amen.
Right.
Arise. Amen.
Arise.
Arise. Amen.
Healing.
Amen.
Healing.
Amen.
Healing.
Amen.
Healing.
Amen.
Lord, heal us.
Amen.
Lord, heal us.
Amen.
Heal us.
Amen.
Heal us.
Amen.
Healing in his wings.
Amen.
With healing in his wings.
Amen.
So it's really good. Actually, I really enjoy it. You're like really good. But some of the groups, you know, some are really quiet. And they just stay quiet, right? For whatever reason. Only the Lord knows. But we all, and some may be quieter, like me. But those who are quieter, we need to be a little more exercised so others can hear in the group time. There's a lot of people, right? And then I don't know, Chris, you're from London. Need to, I couldn't hear you earlier. I don't know, for whatever, you may be tired, right? Sometimes in the afternoon, we get really tired. So sometimes we just need to stand up or whatever. Amen. Brothers, help me.
Amen.
I don't know. We just need to open to the Lord and open to everyone.
Yeah.
And even jump in.
Amen.
It's a team matter, right?
Amen.
If you're tired, you just open to the brothers. Amen. Brothers, I'm tired. Help me, right?
Amen.
I don't know how, but you can break through with a team.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's keep exercising.
Amen.
Our spirit.
Amen.
Unto godliness.
Amen.